time. I hope Mike is my best man, tells that story at my wedding.
Oh, no, already.
I hope so, too.
I told Caroline, I was like, just tell him, like, you can tell the story from day court.
Yeah.
There was another story, I told her, like, don't have him tell that story. I don't remember what the story was.
Which was this one?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what story I told Caroline to tell Mike that he's not allowed to talk about my wedding speech.
That's smart.
Oh, probably night court.
Which I know about already. And which I only found out about after I myself was arrested. So, like, that
what?
Was equal.
You were arrested?
It was.
Well, she was as arrested as I was. Like,
no,
not, really
not nearly. My story was like, aww.
You were put in handcuffs.
Whoa. I was put in handcuffs. And I
and
was
then let go. Like, that's what happened to me.
Because I'm an idiot.
Were you protesting?
I was protesting. We went to a rabbit farm. And there's a lot of dead rabbits and maimed rabbits. So we're like, yo, this is terrible. Let the rabbits go. And they're like, we're going to call the cops on you. So we thought, if we can talk to them, they will let the rabbits go free.
I need to interrupt because I need a tissue to blow my nose.
Yeah, she really does.
Oh,
I can
no.
see it from here.
It's on my nose.
There's a wet serviette
Thank
as well.
You.
Okay, so you got arrested.
Yeah. So that when they said we're calling the cops, they were telling the truth. They were calling the cops. So we see the cops roll up, and there was a guy who was recording from the road who had already been, like, charged for trespassing. So we're like, you're not allowed to go on the property. So we see the cops go up to him. He puts down his camera. He kneels down and puts his hands behind his back. He's like, oh, fuck, this guy's getting arrested. And then the cops start to come to us like, fuck. And then they talk to the farmers, like, what are they doing here? They're like, we told them to go, and they did not go. So, like, it's true. We were just having a nice, decent conversation. We thought that we were going somewhere, and it didn't. So the cop's like, yeah, I got to arrest you. And he put the handcuffs on me beside, like, on the side of the road. And I was really nice, though, to him. And I guess he was on our side, and I was explaining, like, these rabbits were horribly treated. There's a lot of dead animals on the property. Be nice to me. And he was. So he's like, okay, I'll read you your rights. I'll pet you down. But pat you down, not pet you down. And it was an okay experience. And afterwards, we chatted for like a good hour about animal rights. Thank you.
Can I order some jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, sure.
Great, thanks.
But yeah, I got handcuffed. And anyway, so this was the day when Craig was away at a wedding. So that when he got back, I was like, hey, by the way, I was arrested this weekend. And then that's when night court came up. He's like, that's okay. I was arrested too. And then after I told my story, he told his story. It's like, well, I don't really have a story. I can't, there's no story to tell in comparison to like...
Probably, yeah.
Running away from the cops, crashing into a car, eating McDonald's. It's all wonderful. It's got everything you need.
I would say this, though. Yours, at least, has some sort of passion behind it.
Yes.
The other is just kind of idiocy.
But it's a great story. Like, he had no insurance, he had no license.
He had no reason to run.
He had no reason. He would have been fine if he didn't run, I think.
To this day, I feel terrible about just making eye contact with him while he's in the back of a police car, and then just slowly reaching into the bag of hamburgers, and never breaking eye contact as I ate my hamburger, and then his.
All right, maybe the
Welcome to the Vinyl Countdown, everybody.
That's exciting, I almost...
It's Joel, Pam, Ryan.
Oh, ew!
Craig,
oh, that's.
Other Keith.
Oh.
It's yeah!
Wait, this isn't even a Leafs game? Oh, wait, there's
a sports game on.
There's a sports game on.
People are sporting.
Regular Keith is dead or sick, I forget. And yeah, so here we are. Entertain us.
Oh, I did. God. Oh, right. I don't know. I said something.
I'm allergic to this bar. 100% I am.
Is that every time or is those...
Every
is it those...
fucking time I come here.
But
no.
Also, every fucking time you come here, you get these... Like,
yeah, you get these weird milkshakes.
The bar.
Well, one time
it's
I
fun.
Got a beer. I got... Because I got the beer and wings combo, like Keith. But maybe I didn't have allergies that time.
Maybe you're allergic to whatever. What's
oh
that called?
Oh, my God. Where have you been, you idiot? That's exactly what we were just saying.
Deserve that.
That was harsh, man.
I know. Here's the thing. There's some people I'm extra harsh to, and they don't deserve it. It's you.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's me.
And Keith.
No, Joel deserves it, though.
No.
He's a soft boy. He deserves none of it.
It's just, I mean, it is a nice thing. I wouldn't be mean to you if I didn't like you.
Yeah,
but I'm
that's
so
fair.
Extra mean to you, too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm the meanest. I mean, Keith's got it a little bit easier. I listen back to the things I said to you. I'm like, holy fuck, what is wrong with that
girl?
Oh,
we called Joel fat for like 2 years straight. And then
some. Many other things.
Yeah, I mean, he is a stalker and a potential
and a
rapist,
rubist,
we're not sure.
And yeah.
Probably in the Me Too era, definitely.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not proud 100%. Of it. I'm
so
just
great.
Admitting.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You mean you currently are, or you were back then?
No, probably were back then.
Although, once a rapist, always a rapist. Like, if you've done it once.
Touché, can't argue with that.
It's like, it's gonna be weird to have a generation of kids that get arrested for playing, like, music on ghetto blasters in the rain. That's, like, really kind of creepy.
What?
Stand out front of someone's window in the rain and play music.
Do the right thing. No,
like,
not
you get,
do the right
can you
thing.
Do that anymore? Say anything, isn't it?
Say anything.
As long as it's before 11 o'clock. If it's after 11 o'clock,
Toronto has
bylaws.
Oh, bylaws.
Fair. To be fair, Craig. Do the Right Thing also had a boob mark speaking
that's
all over
what,
people's
that's where
heads.
I was confused.
Except that guy ended up getting killed by the police.
Yes. Yeah. A bunch of people died in that.
I think there's some nuance
way
to
more
know
racism.
Controversial opinion.
Oh.
But fuck the police.
True. I don't think that's controversial.
Not in this crowd.
Have sex gently with the police.
That is a controversial.
Do you hate your own
super troopers.
So one thing I found out about listening to old podcasts and what I'm trying to consciously do here now, that I speak very, very fast. And I am so sorry to everybody who has ever spoken to me in real life because I sound like a chipmunk.
Here's
on
the thing,
like,
you sound like a robot
so
when you're
slowly
trying to
right
sound
now
slow.
That yeah. It's scary.
It's really weird. Like, remember when we were like, were we
Brad,
playing
we're,
Taboo?
We're also super baked right now.
Yeah, but he agrees.
I'm talking normal speech.
I mean,
oh no.
She is not talking normal Pam speech. She's trying to talk slow and like. It does sound weird now, but I say stick with it and practice, and eventually that'll be your natural
It'll
way of
be
speaking.
My normal.
And when I'm having, like, an ADD fucking, I can't pay attention to anything, and you're talking a mile a minute, you won't be talking
well,
a mile a minute.
He's slowly training you to be a better person.
Yeah, that's what you do with the people you love. You make them better, and they make
you mold
better.
Them to be the perfect person for you.
You spread it out over many
molding.
Years.
Renovating.
By the
and you are doing the same for me. It's mutual. We're
yeah.
both becoming better people because we're with each other.
I agree, because I also believe that I
so
speak
weird,
way
it's
too fast. It's for the best because my brain is now caught up with what my mouth is doing.
I think that the podcast this is going to sound like you're way drunker than you are.
Yeah, you sound ridiculous.
Just probably.
I find you entertaining normally. So
really?
Just, yeah,
and
yeah.
Not
no.
Over-simulating?
No.
You guys should exchange lists of the things
where's
that
the
other person
Joel?
Should work on them.
It's like report cards.
Here's a list of 10 things I think you should work on.
Oh, wow. If that only was a movie.
How about questions?
Did you get
one,
that?
Was that in the movie?
I got that.
I'm just, you said 10 things that you don't like about someone, basically, right?
But your look,
ten
it was
things,
just this like...
10 things I hate about you.
Oh, is that a movie?
Yes! Word for word, that's the title. Everybody here knows it. Oh my god, I'm so mean.
Yes, you are.
He knows what that movie is.
Really?
I've heard of it, but...
Are you being serious right now? Or are you being...
I'm being serious. He's just aware of it.
Okay. It's a
I
remake.
I can tell. That's what I mean.
He's real good at that.
Keith, it's a remake of Taming of the Shrew.
Oh.
Only
aware.
It's updated to modern times.
With me,
10 Things I Hate About You sounds like Taming of the Shrew.
I have so many things. I'm getting his dick sucked underneath bars.
What?
Sorry, restate that. What?
What did you do?
He was like being like, oh, he lived with me in Keys for years. Of course he knows what that movie is. Which I tend to agree with based off this look you're giving me right now. But but then I was like, yeah, but like you guys were hanging out together all the time. Keith was getting super high on lots of things and getting his dick sucked at work underneath bars.
True. There was a while where McNally and I were just unemployed together and hanging out at any hour of day because our sleep patterns were non-existent. But like we also went through a period in the apartment where we did nothing but watch like 90s like teen dating movies.
But was Keith in on it? this Keith here?
I mean, definitely saw some of it. I don't know specifically he caught 10
I don't
things
think he gave a
you,
shit enough.
No way he didn't
to
know
be like, what movie are you watching?
I give lots of shits.
Do you?
We watched all of Lost.
You do now. Yeah. I love Lost. I've only seen it in its entirety once, and Julian and I are trying so hard to find it. He only wants Blu-ray. He won't take DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. I knew I had to say that because your mouth was ready to fly.
Well, that was my thing with X-Files. I wasn't going to buy it on DVD, but it's on Blu-ray, so I bought it.
I don't care if it's DVD or not. Julian cares.
I don't give a shit if it's, like, pixelated, as long as I can see it.
When it's, like,
it,
your favorite fucking show, like, you want to see it in top quality.
Yeah, and I, like, you don't own many shows anymore, because owning shows is so bulky. Like, how many? The only two shows that I own that I've kept, except maybe, I don't know, shitty ones that are in storage, are Gilmore Girls and Parenthood. They're my two favorite shows of all time, and that's you own them. And Lost is so good.
Mine is actually Lost, Buffy, Angel, and The Prisoner.
You own Lost?
Yes.
And also,
yes.
Maybe can we borrow it from you?
Yes.
I'll ask Julian if he will.
Okay.
You can also
let me look.
Download
have
from
all
the.
Oh, come on!
I might have
internet.
Downgraded it.
Don't let me down.
Internet. You can get it from the internet too.
Not really, though. I mean, like only if you find.
College kids do.
Julian torrents, doesn't. Like, no, we don't torrent. We don't torrent. I don't
we're
know
adults.
Why.
We don't need to torrent things.
Because everything is just most things. 90% of things are available.
Streamable,
which is the best.
But like, then you get X-Files and Lost.
If you've got a number, like we have. Three of the streaming services. So usually it's like, is it on this? No. Is it on this? No. Well, okay, then it's this.
Is it Netflix, Prime, and Crave?
Yeah.
That's what we've got. And Shudder, because we love horror movies.
And you know what?
Also, Rand, just for the record, I've always been this. Just for a while, I pretended to be somebody else because I thought people would like me better. Curiously, I was mistaken.
I have to say, I'm very like, this is a moment. This is a mind-blown moment to be like, yeah, you're right. But the thing is, I didn't know you before. So I only have the impression of you when you lived with them.
Inside our apartment.
And now,
though.
The current one. Yeah.
I think inside the apartment, I was different.
Even.
Yeah, no, well, I think Rayan doesn't understand, like, the bonding that happened in that apartment.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, oh, what? Me and the two keys.
Just everyone sucking on everything.
I mean, we're like, so we have the podcast, which is a tight group, but then there's like me, Keith, and Keith, which, because we're already inside that tight group, but we were together more, is an even tighter group.
It's an alliance within the alliance.
I'm going to call it an alliance, because we're not against any other...
It was more like a core.
Well, I get it. You live with someone. And they're like,
I always viewed it as a collective.
I've had a roommate before, and we were best friends and roommates, and like we were incredibly close, so I get it.
It's interesting. I had to move some like crap out of my ex's place the other day, and like the two people I called were the two guys that I had lived with. So Craig, and then before Craig back in Burlington, I lived with JJ, and like just without thinking, it was sort of an automatic thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like a different kind of bond. It's a bond where you feel comfortable burdening them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said to me, actually.
Yeah, I believe it is. Say, Craig, you're the only one I can take advantage of. Yeah. Come move my crap. By the way,
I mean, all
I can't be there
all
during the move.
All you had to say was I'm going to make the minimum effort to compensate you as is legally allowed. So like, yeah.
Spirit pizza.
If you hadn't mentioned pizza, I would have done it quite unhappily.
Fair enough.
And would have heavily hinted at pizza.
I'm over the phase where I will help someone move. Even my best friend in the world.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I've never once asked anybody to help me move, and I'm not going to do it. It's just, it's troublesome. I'm not
how
judging.
How I feel about DJing weddings. It's a nice thing to do, but I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that would be like the same thing, yeah. Do you do it for free?
No, I charge, but I've
probably not enough.
But I've only done it for like friends or friends of friends. I haven't tried to make a business out of it, which I could, but I would just hate my life because like I hated doing it. Like I've done like one a summer for the past 5 years.
Oh, really?
I would say.
Strangely,
I just hate it.
I also reached the point where I stopped being willing to ask people to help me move.
Yeah, I get
this
that.
Was a weird set of circumstances where
I'm not
a moving
company.
It's just
it's because you're a jerk. We've established
this. This was a particular circumstance where it was necessary because it wouldn't work with paid movers.
Yeah.
Because it was a complex thing. But outside of that, There's movers are so much easier. Here's three, $400.
It's fine. It's expensive to have a mover.
Just change what you eat for a few weeks, and then don't be a dick to your friends. It's easy.
I've always in the last
rice
couple
is
years.
Delicious.
The thing is, though, I was able to rely on my dad because my dad is. My dad's not gonna say no to me. It's like a friend, the friend you don't mind burdening. And I was like, I don't mind burdening my dad. Come on in, pops.
My dad except at 80. If I burdened him with helping me move, he would probably think a lot less of me.
He would agree,
but he would be like, what the fuck has my son done to lose all his friends? I have to help him do this.
Well, my dad
it turns out that two of your friends were working on a 24-hour film festival that day, which I feel terrible about.
I also asked my dad to help me
when,
with that
when
move.
You were moving... When you guys were moving,
when I hurt my back and I was just
looking
for anyone to help.
And both,
dad,
both
my dad was like, I'll come all day. It's okay.
Your dad's like half my dad's age.
He's like shorter than I am and is a 65-year-old man.
Terrible. I just couldn't move. It was taking apart that fucking bookshelf that I from IKEA inherited from Keith beside me here. That IKEA like 5x5 square bookshelf has been taken apart and put together for moves, I want to say 6 times.
Wow. Oh, it must be rickety by now.
It's, the cat jumps up to it because that's where its food is, so the dog can't eat it. When the cat, which weighs 13 pounds, jumps from the couch to the shelf, it shakes back and forth like 4 times.
You hear it creaking.
It's, I think it's been through its last move. Even if it would survive another move, fuck it, let's just...
It doesn't have
a friend of
They're
mine...
not that expensive, right? Like, it's still furniture, but I mean, it's not worth 6 moves.
No.
A friend of mine calls it, like, every time you move, that's a Swede. And so he has this expression, oh, it's on its last Swede.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Is that racist somehow?
Probably.
No, because it's like, probably
so.
A white guy saying
yeah,
about
I
white
guess
people.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not racist, but, like, I wouldn't want to say something. Not that I give a shit on this podcast, but I mean in person. It was like, if I said it and there was a Swedish person, would they go...
You know what?
I would just be
you can
like,
only
you're
Swede so many
set.
Times before it's
oh,
finished.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. But also, if you don't need to hurt someone's feelings, why do it?
That's true. You're a nicer person.
This is also why I like you more
that
than most
really
like
that one was so
you
good.
You generally are kind, and you'll like hear something and go, yeah, okay,
how
you're right.
You
and the rest of them are like, fuck, it doesn't fucking matter. You know? That's all of you. You're having the little talk, but the mic's pointed at me because you have no idea what you're fucking doing.
That is great. I didn't realize we're dominating the podcast right now.
Keep this understand. I'm not paying attention to what you're saying. I'm like,
what I'm paying attention to is the amount of time that has gone by and Joel's nachos have not shown up yet.
He hasn't ordered them.
I did.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He talked about them with us, but I've been paying attention.
This is exactly what I thought
for
happened,
real?
Is that Joel thought
not,
he ordered
not ordered nachos.
Ordered.
I did ask for a glass, so that hasn't come.
Well, that
he did ask for a glass.
She did come by. She might not be back again.
Jesus Christ, I'm
so big. She gave a look, and then I looked away, so that might have been the signal that we are not interested for a while for her attention. Yeah, she's
way to go, Pam.
I'm sorry.
She'll be fine. I mean, I feel like she's part of her job. She'll be fine once somebody's
I just need some nachos. I don't know how that didn't happen.
What were we talking about like 15 minutes ago? There's some train of thought we were on.
No, we were talking about when you guys were all roommates.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what we were talking about 15 minutes ago.
No, you were talking about being roommates.
About being what?
The bond of being like roommates and then moving.
Oh, that, I thought we were
moving.
Done,
yeah.
Moving.
Yeah, I thought we were done with that.
We're talking about moving.
No, no, the conversation gradually moved off.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's my fault for trying to make it about the past.
So what I was saying is Mike and I were doing the 24-hour film festival. You hurt your back.
It was 48.
48.
If it was 24, you would have been able to help.
That's my fault for trying to make it about the past. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, I didn't expect anyone to help. I don't feel any ill will towards anyone who said they could help, which was everyone except Pam's dad, because, like, other than my own dad, who's the last person I wanted to ask to help.
My parents are the best. They drop everything. I got food poisoning when I was
like, if
at
your
Western
pregnant sister
Danica.
Didn't live 3 hours away, I would have preferred she helped.
Yeah, fucking pregnant sister.
Yeah.
Ugh, she's the worst.
She's not pregnant now. She was pregnant at
she
the time,
was.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, so I would have come, and I think I said, yeah, for sure. And then Mike's like...
I think
like,
that was true, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, fuck you.
Yeah, well, that's before help. I met you.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
didn't hear
sure.
about this.
No, I said, no, for
I
sure. And
I
then, like, 20 minutes later, Mike's like, oh, we have to do a bunch of reshoots. Some shit fucked up. I'm like, okay. And then I had to bail.
I remember that short film turned out very well.
Yeah, it was good.
I watched that Mike's Place months later or something.
Yeah, it's actually the best. No, it's one of the better things we've done.
I don't remember what it was about. Just remember it was good. It was better than the year before when I helped.
Yeah.
Joel, did you want?
Oh yeah. Can I get some nachos too? And my glass because I'm. Fancy.
I'm so sorry. No problem. A larger.
We'll get the large. Yeah. Large?
And also, order of onion rings.
Onion rings?
Yes.
Man, we're going all out.
Mm-hmm. Big money.
Big money.
We're getting like every appetizer.
Hey, you know what's
Joel,
you know what's crazy?
It's great.
Luckily, I don't use a pattern.
I lost my keys last week.
Not surprising.
And it was like the worst. It was like a weekend and one day.
Oh man.
It was the worst like that 3 days of my entire life.
You also live in a building, so you need like the fob.
I need the fob.
Yeah.
I had the only mail key. I had all my bike keys. Didn't have my I had my phone.
So you could buzz yourself in at least so you're indoors.
Well, I could.
You can't buzz.
No,
I
keep my phone on my keys.
Oh, your buzzer doesn't work. Properly.
Yeah, my buzzer's always fucked up. Because I live in fucking government housing. But anyway.
This is my very first concert. Elton John and Billy Joel.
Pretty sure we've even talked about that.
Anyway,
yeah. We have, yeah.
Like, it's so, this is a milestone. Cam has repeated.
I posted on Buns. Yeah. I did like a ton of shit that like I was about to put up flyers, but somebody suggested just maybe you lost it on transit. Just go to Bay Street, and I go there and I'm like, hey, did anyone turn in keys? They're like, how many keys?
Yeah, they have a lot of keys.
I'm like, I don't know. I've never fucking counted my keys.
So, I was distracted by a GIF, a meme, something.
Sorry.
That's what I went to.
Did you get your keys back?
I did.
I forgot to eat it.
There was a story in between that, but that's okay.
What is this?
I mean, I'll listen to the story on the podcast later. You don't need to repeat it.
I didn't tell it.
I just,
no, but what is okay. it?
Were you going to tell the story?
I was about to.
Anyway. Well, now...
now there's a weird edit point.
I don't even care anymore.
So,
official.
So, yeah, I lost my keys. Went crazy.
I get it.
One of my kids were like, remember, Dad, we were having a snowball fight, and then the keys fell out of your pocket.
That's a
keys. And I'm like, shit.
So your son saw the keys fall out of your pocket and didn't tell you. They were just like, fuck Dad's keys.
Well, and that's what I thought at first. I'm like, what do you mean? And then he's like, no, but then I gave them back to you, and you put them in your pocket. I'm like, oh, okay.
You don't remember any of this happening?
It was a fucked up week. I had...
Marijuana had just become illegal. No, not illegal.
Legal.
Yeah. Oh my god, legal. The Phoenix.
No, it was a fucked up week because I had a... I had a crown put in my tooth. So I had a temporary, like, crown that fell out multiple times.
I mean, and you were high the whole time.
No, I was... the whole actually, week. Unfortunately...
You're high all the time, though. Marijuana affects the memory.
Yeah, your poor children.
My memory is terrible. I'm not like saying this is a
can I just finish? Can I please just finish the story?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Nice
okay.
Sound from the pain.
So anyway,
you should know that.
So anyway,
I missed that. Oh,
it's okay. Let him tell his story.
Yeah, please let me tell the goddamn story.
If I can let Joel talk, you can let Joel talk.
Thank you.
So just as a sidebar.
Okay, I'm going for it. Okay.
This has been done to me before and I don't feel bad about it.
No, I know. Okay, so lost my keys, didn't know where they were. Next day, I'm like, shit, I went to work, realized when I got to work that I didn't have my keys to unlock my office. Coworker had to unlock the office. I'm like, shit. And then the night before, we were doing parent-teacher interviews and me and the kids were like having a snowball fight in the dark afterwards. So I lost them somewhere between their school and my house.
Yeah.
In my head.
Where's their school?
There's not just here.
Anyway, after 3 days of looking for keys, posting on every internet site, I was about to do paper posters. I went to TTC and went to their lost and found, which I found out that they're very particular.
Okay. Here, look out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They wanted me to know how many keys I had.
Yeah.
And when I'm like, I don't know, they're like, well, we can't help you. I'm like, are you serious? They're like, well, why don't you go home, think about how many keys you have, and then come back.
Well, think about what you
and
did.
I was just like, fuck you guys. And then one of the guys who's kind of in the back was like a little like nicer. He's like, hey, here's our card. Why don't you just call us after 2 p.m. today? And you know, you might it could happen that they come in now.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, thanks.
Yeah. So I call.
Yeah.
Yeah, total dick. The first guy. Yeah.
There's got to be some other way you could explain.
They're really hot.
Right. Well, I said it's got an Angry Birds keychain. Yeah. You know,
that's a really specific description.
Right. I think. I also named how many fobs I have, and like, I'm like, I have a bunch of bike keys. Anyway.
I would have complained. I would have written a letter.
In the end, I ended up calling, and they. The lady's like, how many keys do you have? And I'm like, I don't know, like 12 or 13? She's like, I have something for 14. Anything interesting about it? I'm like, it's got an Angry Birds thing. She's like, oh yeah, it's here.
Mm. Like, yeah, that's all you need to say. Like, yeah, I've got a key from the girl bottle opener. They're going to know that's my keychain.
Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah.
All right.
The girl plug.
I lost my iPod notes. I just bought my the iPod Touch. And I rented a car, and I left it in the rental car, and I lost it and forgot about it. And like 5 months later, I get an email from somebody who had rented the car and found it in the car. And I guess my email was in there. And he's like, can you just tell me a couple of descriptors about it? And I think...
Tell me your most embarrassing song that's on.
Well, kind of. He was like, just tell me something that would make me know it's yours. And I was like... There is so many Fall Out Boy songs on there. And it's like, yeah, okay. Like, I had every album and every, like, secret thing. And, you know, like, I got a torrent once and it was, like, 100 songs. And I never went and picked it up.
Oh, why?
Because I had gotten an iPhone in between, like, my first iPhone. And I just, I mean, it was a waste of fucking money. Like, that, you know, it was $500 or something. But also, actually, no,
really
I think
wanted to watch out.
But I didn't need it.
A bridge version of Joel's story. So this one time when I lost my keys, and you know, it had all my pass cards and like all the key fobs for work on it, so it was like pretty serious. And then I went to work, and you know, I was like looking for my keys, and like I checked my pocket, and I found my keys.
That was pretty good.
That's how I thought it was going, just the way you delivered it. I was right in the story. You know, and I got to work and I was looking around and I thought you were going to find your keys right there. But I don't. Didn't. No, you didn't. Was it
more exciting or less exciting?
It was a better story, but I was so invested in the sort of the events that I thought were going to go down that I felt left down.
Awesome. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. What I do remember is stealing people's keys when we were done.
You can control the size of the bite you put in your mouth.
It's less fun that way. What happened was
so many guys do this. It's like, why do you have to put your whole fist in your mouth and barely be able to chew? You can take smaller bites.
There was a thought behind that one. I ended up with far too much sour cream.
I see.
You gotta get that.
And I was gonna fall all over my pants. And I needed to just put all of it in my mouth as much as I could.
I've said that so many times.
Oh, I love it.
So guys, Ryan's going to see Boney M in 12 days.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I bought the tickets right away because I grew up, like, my parents are religious. My dad wasn't always, but my mom got to choose the songs.
Which religion?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, what do you mean your mom got to choose the song just in life in general?
In the car when we go on trips, like, because... She wasn't going to listen to a lot of secular.
I missed that part. Music. I thought it was no, but just mean like your whole life. Like,
oh, no. No, because
like,
we
were Christian, like the Boney M, like religious like music.
Well, the thing is we've listened to mostly all kinds of Christian music except for three bands that my parents both loved as young people. And it was Boney M, ABBA, and Simon & Garfunkel. So I was a 13-year-old before I ever chose my own music.
But my memories of that music I grew up listening to, like, holy shit, ABBA, Boney M, and Simon and Garfunkel, I love them all so much. So because
was
of that...
Simon and Garfunkel and ABBA Christian music?
No, none of it was Christian music. It's just they were the only non-Christian that my parents were like, because my mom was like, loves Christian music, but also like... remembered, you know, being 20 and listening to so because
devil's music.
Yes, exactly. So because of that, my brother didn't get into it as much, but like we would go on these 5-hour trips to my grandparents' house and listen to Boney M and just sing and So when they announced the tour, I bought tickets for the three of us.
Oh wow.
So they're coming in for it and it's gonna be really nice. Aww. Yeah, really. They had such a great year with like one, me being an amazing daughter who buys some great things, and also stuff that's going on because Boney M. And then we went to see Come From Away. We're all from Newfoundland, so they were dying to go. I bought the like 6th row, which is the best seats. It's like not too close where your neck's bent. They were so expensive and stupid that I did it, but we had so much fun. And it was just like my parents came in and it's 3 hours away to get here. So it's a special family event.
I thought your parents were way farther than that. And I thought it was amazing that you went to see them so often.
It's not that far, but it's annoying.
Where do they live?
Napanee. Because my dad had to go home suddenly for something a few months ago, and I freelance, so mom was like, well, it'd be nice if you came and saw me while your dad was away. Because she's so scared of, like, the dark, and, like, they live out in the country where there's not a lot of houses, and she just hates it. And then my dad's sister passed away, and then dad had to fly home suddenly, and mom was like, so Aunt Delilah died, but it'd be really nice. I mean, no pressure, but if you could come out and spend a couple days with me. I'm like, fuck, I was just here. Oh, it's annoying. But also then I'm like,
that sounds like my mom if she was still alive. Be grateful, Aunt.
Well played.
Yes. Yeah, no, I do. All
no, but
the
seriously,
time
my mom was exactly that.
Well, Julian's parents are worse. They're only in Brampton. That's so close. And if
so
they
you
don't
have to see them like probably every other week.
We go there once a month, I would say. Before me, definitely. And I think they didn't like that at first because we're not going to go that often. Because we have to go out. We have to like take our whole Sunday and be out there. And then I have to start after like 8. And like, you know, we have work tomorrow. We got to go. So I have to be like, it's getting late, huh? And like convince him to be like, oh yeah, I should leave.
I know what that
means. I was just talking to my mom before I met up with you guys. She couldn't be long on the phone because she has a book club meeting on Thursday and she's got to finish her
reading?
Book. She's reading, I can't remember the name of it. It's something that I recognize. 400-page fiction, typical like Heather's Picks kind of book.
Perfect explanation.
Yeah. So I asked her how much she had left and she hadn't started it yet. And I was like, oh man. It's going to be tough to read a 400-page book in 2 days. And she's like, well, I'll probably just skim it. And I was like, but it's for a book club. And she's like, yeah, but what they do is they'll like talk about a certain character or something that happened, and then I'll just tell them that I feel that way as well. And they won't notice. And I'm like...
So your mom is telling us, we're telling you... that she is the sitcom stereotype of someone attending a book club.
Exactly. Well, then I probed a little further. I was like, mom, like... you know, like, how long have you been doing this? And she's like, oh, like, over a year. And I was like, how many of the books have you read? And she just paused. And I was like, she's like, I haven't read any of the books.
Does she enjoy going to this book club?
She loves going to the book club, but she doesn't like reading.
Oh, okay. I get that. Yeah, you're just trying to fit in. Good for her.
At least she's trying, though. My mom, her book club, they're actually called the book club. They never have a book they assign. They never read. They're like, oh, we're getting together the book club. Like, that's just what they're called. Aww. They don't even pretend.
See, my mom pretends. She, while she was talking to me on the phone, my stepfather piped up in the background. She had been lying to him for years. Like, she always tells him he reads the books, she reads the books, because I guess she feels guilty about
it. So him overhearing that phone call was kind of his first realization.
That's so awesome. How old is she?
I don't know, 65, okay. 60.
Well, those are quite different. When you're 60, do you think you want to be mistaken for 65?
I get mistaken for a wide range of ages.
Yeah, you look like you could be any age.
45? Sure. 28? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, totally. Wow, that's a weird skill. Not a skill. No, you don't deserve it. Yeah, it's an attribute.
It required no work.
You could pass for younger. I don't think you'd pass for older.
I've always passed for younger.
I don't think I would pass for younger. I think, but I don't think I look old.
The past few years, I got a double chin that's betrayed me a lot.
Oh, that'll do
that. That's also my issue.
Maybe I should start doing the beard.
Oh, thank you.
31, 26,
34. Are you guessing you really don't know how old we are?
No.
Oh, wow.
Wait, Craig and I can pass for the same age?
What did I get for you?
34?
Yeah. You guys are both 34. You're
nice.
31.
I like it.
You're 26.
Thank you.
Yeah, did I do okay?
You did good. No,
you
did. Forever.
You did good.
Are you fishing?
I like it. Let him fish.
I'm 33.
Okay.
You're 35.
Well, fishing
I'm
42. Means he wants
holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very handsome for 42.
Thank you.
He's very handsome for a man. How dare you?
Damn right.
Yeah, for a man. How dare you?
Wow.
Yeah.
He's handsome if for a man or a woman.
No, right. Human. No, he's handsome for a man, which means he's ugly for a woman.
Well, you're pretty good looking for a girl.
No, Craig, we're fighting over me.
The white shirt.
No, over here, we're fighting over me.
I know, I was trying to think of it.
See, I support you in drag. You do drag well.
If you were, Craig, if you had a drag name, what would yours be?
I haven't thought about it.
Just think about it quickly, because, you know,
listen,
quickly.
Craigina.
Craigina?
Yeah, I'm not putting any thought into that.
If you were a drag queen, what would your name be?
Chastity.
Chastity. Very nice. I would be Bitch Cake.
Grab a slice?
Grab a slice.
Peter.
Yep. Bitch Cake, grab a slice.
Gentlemen, maybe we'll